We will, in a moment, be speaking to Take This Thread, which is a movement aimed at helping break the pattern of abuse by focusing on helping survivors of gender-based violence achieve financial independence. They are working in partnership with the people opposing women abuse. We'll speak to Take This Thread in a moment or two. But first, a call from Bangunzi in Orlando East. Good morning.
Look, on the issues of judges that are racist, you know, our own black judges, I don't know whether to call them Uncle Toms. You know, the judge Mukhotling, one time, some years back, sentenced a farmer, a white farmer, somewhere in the Northwest, who then dragged a farm worker with a drug to 5 years. It's not white judges here. The issue of, let's take an issue of Judge Masipa on the issue of the athlete, who's the guy who killed the girlfriend.
Oscar Pistorius.
Pistorius. The evidence was very the gentleman who's now at AfriForum, what's wrong with me today?
Advocate Harry Now.
There was an Afrikaner. He was putting against an Afrikaner of his own kin and kith. That you can't give this guy 5 years. He killed the girl here, and this was purposely done. There was no intruder. The evidence was clear. Why we then try and play some race card here? Also, our black judges are not on the game for me. In the issue of judges in Supreme Court in Bloemfontein, Ms. Meyer, who then a senior judge there, she tried to work it out, I remember, I read it in Maiden Guardian, that you make peace with the white judges and the black judges, to work it out, and she succeeded in doing that. The judges have tried to come, there are black judges in the Supreme Court, for goodness sake. Let's not play race card with issues of sentences and judges here. It's not all. Good morning to you.
Bangunzi in Orlando East. Thank you for your call. It's 10 minutes to 5.
Welcome to your new day.
This is Early Breakfast with Africa Milani.
We are in the middle, of course, of 16 days of activism for no violence against women and children. Take This Thread is a movement aimed at helping break the pattern of abuse by focusing on helping survivors of gender-based violence achieve financial independence. Joining me on the line now is the patron of Take This Thread, as well as CEO of Harvest Southern Africa, Lynn Madeley. Lynn, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Tell us about Take This Thread and how it hopes to achieve its objectives.
Yeah, so Havas is an advertising business, and a lot of advertising businesses will always do what we call pro bono work for groups like Power and so on and so forth. And we were in a similar position and able to do that. But we realized that actually doing just an advertising campaign really wasn't going to make a meaningful difference. And everything that Havas does is about making a meaningful difference. So instead of doing an advertising campaign, we began a movement, which is called Take This Thread. And it started very much because we realized that one of the biggest issues that women have with gender-based violence is they don't actually recognize the pattern of abuse and they blame themselves. So we designed a fabric which actually portrays the pattern of abuse and how it goes on and on and on. And then we said, okay, fine, now we've designed the fabric, and what do we do with it? And what we started to do, and this was through some of the ladies who stay at the Power Safe Houses, we started to make dukes and cushions and then began to sell them, because the other, you know, significant issue for women who've suffered abuse is that they can't get out of that abusive relationship because they have no financial freedom. So what we're trying to do, I suppose, is threefold. First of all is, you know, the pinnacle of what we're trying to do is to create financial freedom for women who have been abused. And then secondly, to raise awareness in terms of getting funding, and then of course just raising awareness of the pattern of abuse so that parties can see that pattern, both male and female, and then hopefully do something about it.
We often argue and comment, actually, on one of the reasons being for women who return to an abusive environment being that, you know, they're financially independent on those men often. Often they have a child together, perhaps, and the mother would be thinking, what am I going to do with my child's welfare? So they're left with no choice but to keep on going back to a scenario that is unhealthy, not only for themselves, but for their child, because how else are they going to take their child to school, take them to hospital, and clinics, and how they're going to dress them, and those kind of things. And and certainly the commercial element, I suppose, in the project where you are selling the fabric as dukes or cushions or whatever the case may be, it empowers women in that way then, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. I mean, when you think about it, that 40% of men have admitted to hitting their partner, that we have 116 rapes a day, that one in five partnered women are being currently abused. I mean, the numbers are frightening. And we know that there were 120,000 reported cases of abuse during the first 3 weeks of lockdown. So we really do have an enormously significant issue that we have to deal with. And while Take This Thread isn't an enormous movement, A, we'd like to make it into one, but also every small thing that people can do to raise the awareness and to stop abuse has to be an imperative in the country.
What also impresses me about this initiative, Lynn, is the fact that you're involved at every aspect of the value chain, right? There's a skills training element to it. You're producing raw materials. You're turning that into product that is to be sold. You are all in the while concerned about the environment and how obviously that impacts on a planet that we want to live intact for our future generations.
Yeah, I mean, it's we have a very holistic approach and we are, I mean, this is born out of the philosophy from Havas, which is making a meaningful difference and making sure whatever you do for a purpose. Because that's what we believe in, and this is very much a demonstration of our beliefs coming to fruition.
Now, you launched this last year, right, in 2019, memory serves. What impact have you had so far?
So, I mean, it's always quite difficult to work out exactly what your impact is, but if I look at it approximately, I would say that we have helped probably about 25 women reach financial freedom. We've had funding from over 5,000 people. And then from an awareness perspective, it's quite difficult to tell what those numbers would be. But I would say that that's probably sitting at around 250,000 people that we've made more aware of the issue of the pattern of abuse in terms of gender-based violence.
It's wonderful work that you're doing. As a person who might want to support you, I go to takethisthread.com, takethisthread.com, all one word. Would I be able to then get a catalogue of the product that you are selling there?
Yes, you will. Yep, it's all on the website.
Stunning. Thank you very much, Lynn. And well done to you and your team from Havas, Southern Africa.
No, thank you for your time. Thank you.
Lynn Madley is the CEO of Havas Southern Africa, working alongside people opposed to women abuse power. They've created Take This Thread that helps to empower women and ensure their independence so that they can escape from abusive situations where financial dependence is preventing this. And you can support this incredible objective by going to takethisthread.com and buy the product. Tell people about it. Find out how you and your organization can be involved with it in any way whatsoever.